This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
All right, another exciting day in Trump land. Wayne Allyn Root with you today. Friday. Thank God it's Friday. We got a weekend coming up, Friday, March 8th. But so many exciting things in the news. It's going to be a wild show. It's going to be a great show. Jussie Smollett indicted on 16 felony counts in his hate hoax attack. I told you, who got it right from day one? Who was the only guy in America with the balls to get it right from day one and tell you it was a hoax? Only Wayne Allyn Root. That's it. Jussie Smollett indicted on 16 felony counts. I love it. And then how about this one? Michael Cohen, coached by the Schiff staffers, Adam Schiff, prior to his anti-Trump testimony. This guy was coached for 10 hours on what to say. It was all lies. Every single ounce of it. Lies, lies, and lies. Amazing. And then the funniest news story of the day, when you give a little bit of power to an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Rashida Tlaib, the one who said mother bleeper Trump, or Ilhan Omar. Can you imagine? These are the three most ignorant human beings to ever be elected to office in the United States of America. Remember Cleveland? They called it the mistake by the lake. These three are the mistake by the lake, the real mistake by the lake. Biggest mistake in the history of America. And you give them an inch and they take a mile. You give them a little bit of power and they get drunk with power. And they think they run the Democratic Party. They think they run the United States of America. I mean, I'm on the side of Obama compared to Ilhan Omar. She blasts Obama today. She blasts Obama for caging of kids along the border and getting away with murder overseas. Isn't this hilarious? This is hilarious. She goes after Pretty Face Obama, who got away with murder. So, of course, Obama, who was the worst president in the history of America and was so on the side of Muslims versus Jews in Israel. But according to an Ilhan Omar, according to someone as radical and crazy as her, Obama wasn't radical enough. He was a baby-faced killer who used drones to murder Muslims overseas. And, of course, to separate children on the border. Isn't it funny? It took Ilhan Omar to be the first liberal to rip Obama to shreds for separating children at the border. I've said that, another I told you so, from the very beginning. Obama separated kids at the border. And no Democrat would ever admit it. The media wouldn't admit it. It was the greatest cover-up I've ever seen in my life. It's just amazing. Amazing how these people cover up. Conspiracies everywhere. And she just broke the conspiracy. But, of course, she's the moron who doesn't want anybody to separate kids at the border, whether it's Obama, whether it's Trump. They're all terrible people. Because, you know, ever dare touch the head of an illegal alien, Democrats lose their mind. Another I told you so, Simpsons episode featuring Michael Jackson's voice is going to be pulled. It feels clearly the only choice to make, the show's executive producer says, after airing of the HBO documentary. Everybody now understands what I told you. For 25 years, I've told people this guy's a pedophile. Told you so, told you so, told you so. It's been my kind of day. Venezuela is now 24 hours in darkness. Can you imagine the animals roaming the streets, murdering, cutting, raping, robbing? Maduro blames the U.S. electricity war. Country is out of electricity. The only blame is on socialism. Another big news story. Democrats block a motion condemning illegal aliens voting in American elections. Of course they do. The cat's out of the bag. They want illegals to vote. Illegals have always been voting. Trump was right. Trump's not always right. Trump's not always right in the way he handles things, but he's always right in what he says. He said last time you lost by 2 million votes because 5 million illegals voted. Absolutely. And then he formed a commission, and then he disbanded the commission very quickly under pressure from who knows who. All I know is he was right all along. Of course 5 million illegals voted. He was probably underguessing, underestimating. Democrats aren't hiding anymore. They want illegals to vote, and they've got illegals voting. Don't you get it? More important news, global warming, a hoax and a scam pushed by greedy government scientists. Who says it? The co-founder and former president of Greenpeace, Patrick Moore. Climate change, a complete hoax and scam. Global warming, a hoax and scam. Wow. Huge news. Won't be in the news tonight. You won't even hear it in the news tonight. 156,949,000 Americans employed. It's the 18th time in the Trump era that we have a new monthly record for the number of Americans employed. Manufacturing jobs of 479,000 under Trump. Highest level since before Obama became president. U.S. productivity grew in 2018 at the fastest pace in 8 years. All more proof of the great job Trump has done. And now my commentary, coming out in Sunday's Las Vegas Review Journal and in newspapers around the country. Jexit. It's time for Jews to exit from the Democratic Party. Most important commentary I've ever written. This isn't your grandfather's Democratic Party. Something has changed. Something dramatic. Something dangerous. Can you even imagine if a white male Republican congressman made repeated racist remarks towards black Americans, and in response, the GOP issued an apology without ever apologizing, and a condemnation that was edited by the white racist congressman himself, and he turned the condemnation into a statement against black extremism and black racism. Huh? Can you even imagine the response from black leaders, from the NAACP, from the ACLU, from the liberal media? That would be the end of the GOP as we know it. Well, imagine no more, because it just happened. Except this scandal involves Democrats and the Democratic Party and Muslim Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar ranting hate speech against Jews. Omar was allowed to edit the Democrats' response and somehow turned it into a condemnation of Islamophobia and white extremism. How disgraceful. But this is about a much bigger problem than Ilhan Omar. This is about the entire Democrat Party. The Democratic Party is infected with a cancer called Jew hatred. The excuses, capitulation, and dead silence from leading Democrats is worse than Omar's comments. Where is Nevada's own Jewish American United States Senator Jackie Rosen? Quiet as a church mouse. Or maybe I should say quiet as a Jewish temple mouse. Where are prominent Jewish Democrat leaders like Dianne Feinstein or Bernie Sanders? Cat got their tongues. Their lack of response is shameful. Never forget, the Democratic leadership saw fit to put ignorant Jew hater Ilhan Omar on the Foreign Affairs Committee, which oversees U.S.-Israeli relations and foreign aid to Israel. And then they refused to remove her. Unimaginable. Never forget, the Democrat leadership left Omar's name out of the condemnation, even though she's the one they were talking about. Never forget, they allowed the offender, Omar, to edit the condemnation. Never forget, they allowed Omar and other Democrat Jew haters to turn this statement into a watered-down condemnation of Islamophobia and white extremism. Pretty cool, huh? The person who slings the hate speech gets to twist the words, so her very cause is the one now being celebrated. She is the victim. Muslims are the victim, don't you see that? A Muslim attacked Jews, and the Muslim is the victim of Islamophobia. Never forget, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez defended Omar again and again, eventually showing support by retweeting a supporter of Islamic terrorism. Never forget, the Congressional Black Caucus members formed a protective circle around Omar so she wouldn't have to answer questions from the media. Never forget that Omar takes substantial lobbyist money from CARE, named by the U.S. government as an unindicted co-conspirator to Islamic terrorism. Never forget Omar's biggest supporter is KKK leader David Duke, who celebrates her hate speech against Jews and calls her the most important member of Congress. Where do Democrats stand on this? Never forget Democrat Congressman James Clyburn's unimaginable statement that Omar's experience is more personal than Jews whose parents or grandparents survived the Holocaust. Where do Democrats stand on this? Are you now anti-Holocaust? Are you awake, my fellow American Jews? Are you blind? Are your eyes open? This is today's Democrat Party. It's time for a jexit away from the Democratic Party that coddles, caves, and embraces Jew hatred. It's time to escape to the promised land of the GOP, where Jews are welcomed and appreciated, where capitalism is embraced, where extreme vetting is in place to keep bad people out who would do harm to Jews, where Israel is America's best friend in the world. Draw a line in the sand. The time for jexit is here and now. My commentary coming out in the Las Vegas Review Journal and newspapers across this great country on Sunday. And as if almost on cue, I told you, man, this is catching. This Democratic Party favorite, Louis Farrakhan, spews more anti-gay, anti-Jew hatred. He says anal sex is a Jewish act. Anal sex is Jewish sex, he says. And he's still got a Twitter account. If, God forbid, you point out the truth that there are Muslim extremists, that there are Muslims who hate Jews, if you point that out, they kick you off of Twitter. In Germany, they come after you and prosecute you. You go to jail. In Denmark, they throw you in prison for watching a video about Muslims beheading a nice Danish girl. But Twitter lets you stay on if you say anal sex is Jewish sex. And how about this one? Jewish analyst Doug Schoen, longtime, lifelong Democrat, says Trump could get 40% of the Jewish vote. If the Democratic nominee is not pro-Israel, I will vote Republican. All right, get him on the show, by the way. Andrew, my producer, if you're listening right now, which usually is, my trusty, loyal right-hand man, Andrew Paul. Doug Schoen, get him on the show on Monday. And a matter of fact, if you make a quick appearance this afternoon, get him on today's show. I'm telling you, the Jews are going to start going Republican unless they're blind, deaf, and completely dumb and in denial. Time for a jexit. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man, who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
Get the hottest flooring styles at incredible prices at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale. All waterproof floors are on sale up to 50% off. Get a dollar off per square foot on select Bellawood hardwood floors. And take 20% off new AquaSeal water-resistant laminate. Plus, ask how you can get professional installation and special financing. Get to Lumber Liquidators Spring Black Friday Flooring Sale today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root on behalf of my great buddy Ron Corey. Ron's one of the most successful businessmen in Vegas. He's living the American dream, and he's written a hot new best-selling book about his crazy and dangerous journey. This Vegas tough guy and former Marine fought shady thugs, dirty cops, corrupt politicians, and mob wannabes. An entire city tried to frame him and put him in prison for 50 years. But my buddy Ron John is so tenacious. He beat them all. And now he's telling the real story, nothing but the facts. Tenacity is the raw story of what it takes to make it in Vegas and the business world with the most colorful and shady supporting cast ever. Braun beat the police, City Hall, and Stage 4 cancer. What are the odds? Only in Vegas. Tenacity is such a wild story. Hollywood now wants to turn Ron's book into a movie. This story is so good. Famous movie actor Michael Madsen of Donnie Brasco is the voice of the audiobook. Go to Amazon today and order Tenacity by Ron Quarry as a book, ebook, or Kindle. That's Quarry, C-O-U-R-Y. Visit his website, roncurryauthor.com. For more details, go to Amazon to order Tenacity today.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network, live from Las Vegas, this is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. Now, back to the Warrior.
Wow, what a day. A lot of exciting news, a lot of exciting stuff going on. Wayne Allyn Root, War Now on USA Radio, as well as Newsmax TV in hour number three. I'm your relentless warrior, conservative warrior, middle class warrior, always Trump warrior, SOB, son of a butcher, patriot, love this country. I'm like Trump, I hug the flag, I kiss the flag, I kiss the ground I walk on, God bless America. Capitalist evangelist, American made, proud of it, you can only find a war like this in the good old US of A. Okay, Chris, you can lower the music. He just loves to run that music. Ass kicker, not ass kisser. Fight for American citizens, not illegal aliens. This wonderful show comes to you from the flagship station 790 Talk Now, otherwise known as KBET. Founded by the great Edward Stoltz, operated today by the great Edward Stoltz, the man who gave me my shot in radio and stations all over this great country, blessed by God, syndicated by USA Radio, and Fred Weinberg, who gave me my shot in syndication nationwide. Thank you, Ed. Thank you, Fred. We're in the Fordham Resources studio. Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of the show. Fordham has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources in North America and internationally. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR, repeat FTMR. Find out more about Fordham at FordhamResources.com. That's F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com. U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Most caller-friendly show in America. You want to talk about the Jew-hater Ilhan Omar and how Nancy Pelosi has capitulated and how Jackie Rosen is silent and Dianne Feinstein is silent and Bernie Sanders is silent, Chuck Schumer is silent, the list goes on and on. All Jews, they don't say a word. Because they're on her team when it comes to being communists. They don't want to attack her when it comes to being a Jew hater. Most caller-friendly show in America. Call toll-free from anywhere in the U.S. of A. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. Numerically, 833-927-8255. RootForAmerica.com is the website. My email, WayneRoot at gmail.com. Love to hear from you. My Twitter handle, at real WayneRoot, at real, R-E-A-L, WayneRoot. Here's an interesting article. Blue State Blues. When will the media ask Democrats to disavow David Duke? You know, when a white extremist gets mentioned in the same sentence as Trump, oh, my God, he's got to answer it. The media jumps all over him. Are you for the white extremists? Do you love the KKK? Do you wear a hood at night when no one's looking? A white hood. But when David Duke says his favorite person in the entire world and the most important congresswoman is Ilhan Omar, he loves her, he celebrates her because he hates Jews so much. Nobody asks Democrats, where do you stand when the KKK's on your side? Are you KKK? Is Ilhan Omar KKK? A new poll is out. Liberal Democrats least sympathetic towards Israel. What a surprise. What a surprise. Republican support for Israel is at 76%. That's the good news. But Republican support from Israel is down by 13 points from last year. It was at 87%. Now it's at 76. That's pretty lousy math, by the way. They wrote declined by 13%. No, it declined by 11 points from 87 to 76. But Democratic support dropped by 6% from 49 to 43%. So they did the math right there anyway. From 49 to 43. Can you imagine only 43% of Democrats support Israel, and liberal Democrats are ranked as the least sympathetic towards Israel. Overall, 59% of Americans say they sympathize with Israel, but that's down from 65 last year. The number of Americans who sympathize with the Palestinian cause has remained unchanged at 21%. All right. No shock with any of those numbers. And here's a smart guy, Ted Cruz. I've always said he's a very smart guy. I just didn't support him for president. I supported Donald Trump. But Ted Cruz preps a measure to singularly condemn anti-Semitism. You know, as if on cue after my article on my column on Jexit. That is just amazing that they allowed a Muslim to attack Jews and then put out a statement that talked about Islamophobia. And they didn't make it about just anti-Semitism. It was white extremism, Islamophobia, and anti-Semitism. So they watered it down so that was just one small part. And so Ted Cruz is creating a bill that condemns only anti-Semitism. Smart, Ted. As I always say, Jews don't give a crap about Jews or Israel. Jews are Jew haters now, many of them. But Christians love Israel and love the Jewish people, even while the Jewish people don't seem to like Christians because they're conservative. They hate us. But Christians love Jews. And Ted Cruz is a Christian, an evangelical Christian, and he's smart. And this is going to win him a lot of kudos with Christian voters and some Jews. Because there are still some smart Jews out there who aren't blind, deaf, and really dumb when it comes to politics. They're brilliant when it comes to success in the real world and education and family. When it comes to politics, they're blind, deaf, and dumb. But it's changing. It is changing a little bit, and I will help change it more. I will fight out there. I will go out there and speak all over this country to Jewish groups and convince them that the Republican Party is your promised land. Jexit. Ted Cruz obviously agrees. Thank you, Ted. God bless you.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. economy added 20,000 jobs last month. Now, economists were expecting right around 180,000 jobs. President Trump, though, is downplaying that report. Outside the White House, he spoke about the overall economy.
The unemployment rate just went lower. We're down now to 3.8%, so we had very good news in that. I think the big news really was that wages went up.
The president says it's tough to take in the scene as he visits the tornado-ravaged Lee County, Alabama. President Trump and First Lady Melania Trump were given an aerial view from his Marine One helicopter. Jake Patterson, the Wisconsin man charged with kidnapping 13-year-old Jamie Kloss after killing her parents, is reportedly set to plead guilty. Patterson wrote a letter to a reporter at a news station in Minnesota saying he has huge amounts of remorse for his crime and he plans on pleading guilty to them. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
We'll be right back.
WAR now.
The Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with WAR.
All right, today's been a fast and furious news day. It's coming in so fast, I can't keep up with it all. Nancy Pelosi admits we don't want a wall so illegals can vote. I can't wait to read this one. But I do have a guest coming up, and I do have a sponsor to talk about. We'll get to it as quick as we can during the show. But Pelosi spoke at a news conference on voting rights with Lloyd Doggett, Democrat, Texas. According to House Speaker Pelosi, she said newcomers should be fully part of our system after arriving in the United States. Newcomers are, in fact, Pelosi's euphemism for illegals. So when we talk about newcomers, we have to recognize the constant reinvigoration of America, and that unless you're blessed to be Native American, that constant reinvigoration of hope, determination, optimism, courage to make the future better for the next generation, those are American traits, and these newcomers make America more American. Further, we want them, when they come here, to be fully part of our system, and that means not suppressing the vote of newcomers in America. Do you understand what she's saying? She's saying you have to let illegals immediately vote as soon as they get here, even though they're illegal. You just can't believe how radical Democrats are, except I've been talking about this for 30 years. They just always hid it. Now it's out in the open. They are exactly who they say they are. Remember that black coach in the NFL? I can't remember his name. He was the Vikings head coach. They are who we said they are. Remember that? They are who we said they are. Dennis Green. There we go. Good job, Chris. Chris, my board op, always gets his stuff. They are who they said they are. That's the Democrats. I knew that they were for letting illegals vote. They've been letting illegals vote. That's why they win elections, you idiots. And the Republicans are so dumb, they let them all in because their biggest donors on the Republican side are all corporations, and they desperately want cheap labor. So Republicans vote in, block the wall, block a secure border, and therefore more and more people get in, and they vote against the Republicans, so we lose for office. I mean, we're the dumbest party in the entire world. All right, with that, Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show. Just give them a call at 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, or go to lightyourliberty.com. I had kidney stone surgery 2 weeks ago, the first surgery of my entire life, and they took all the stress out of it. They spoke to the hospital, they negotiated the deal, and I didn't owe a penny above my deductible, nothing. And, of course, with every insurer, you have to pay your deductible before they start paying out. So I had to pay my deductible, and then the entire rest of the bill was on Liberty. Unbelievable. And that's on top of the fact that they paid $2,000 of a $2,500 dental bill for my son last year. That's on top of the fact I had three doctor visits in December, and all three were free. Free. No copay. Nothing. And that's on top of the fact that I saved $18,000 a year in premiums, so I've saved $54,000 over the last 3 years. Call 855-58-LIBERTY if you want to get in on the fun, man. You got to be crazy not to call. 855-58-LIBERTY. $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. They're the best. Eddie Scarry is my guest, Washington Examiner columnist. Follow him on Twitter at E-Scarry, E-Scarry, S-C-A-R-R-Y. Eddie, welcome to the show.
Hey, Wayne, how are you?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a Jew. Not a Jew first. I've always been an American first and a Republican second and a Jew third. That's always the way I felt. America first, Republican conservative second, Jewish person third. But the Jew in me is just so shocked of what's being said by Ilhan Omar and the Democratic leadership's response to it, and that she's on the Foreign Affairs Committee that oversees Israel, and they won't take her off, and they let her edit her own apology, which wasn't an apology, and then they turned it into something that had nothing to do with her. Her name isn't in it, and it's about Islamophobia and white extremism. The most ridiculous things I've ever heard, the most offensive things I've ever heard, and I just wrote the commentary for Sunday's newspapers around the country. It's time for a Jexit. It's time for all Jews with a brain to get out of the Democratic Party, because it is now the party of Jew haters. Your thoughts?
Well, I think you can be somewhat shocked at the Democratic response just because it was so egregious, and the way they went about it was so blatant. It was, you know, they introduced this resolution that was basically their version of All Lives Matter, where they, you know, it's supposed to be about anti-Semitism, and then it becomes, you know, well, anti-gay, anti-Filipino, anti-Mexican, anti-Islamophobia. They lump all these things. And I loved Congresswoman Omar's tweet thereafter. She says, for the very first time, we passed a resolution that was against Islamophobia. That was how she did it. But the one thing I think that nobody should be surprised about, and the one thing I didn't understand why, and I wrote about this at the Washington Examiner, was, why would anybody be surprised when she comes, she grew up to about 12 years old in Somalia, a 100% Muslim country. She comes to the U.S., grows up in a silo of Somalis, all of them Muslim, of course.
Where did she grow up? In Minneapolis, I assume, yeah?
Right, in Minneapolis, and that's where they, that's, they have more Somalis there than anywhere else in the world outside of literal Somalia.
Right.
And to be shocked that from someone from that culture who's grown up in that in her entire life might say something like this, I don't think anybody should be shocked at all. It's a complete, this is the culture she was born in, the culture she grew up in, and this is what you get when you represent someone like that. And it's what the U.S. gets when we have little silos like this of communities that are not assimilated with the rest of the country, that are not, basically are not traditional American as we know it. So no, I wasn't surprised by that at all.
No, and you know, it's funny because I work out in the gym every day. I'm a workout nut, and I always watch TV or movies while I'm working out, and it makes it go by so quick. I don't even want the workout to end because I'm dying to see the end of the movie, right? So today I just happened to watch. Just by pure chance, I'm flipping around on HBO and Black Hawk Down is on. That's Somalia. That horrible disaster was in Mogadishu, Somalia. And those are the Somalian people that we've been letting into our country. Many of them radical. Many of them want to kill us. Some of them may have been part of Black Hawk Down and killed our pilots or shot at our pilots or killed our soldiers on the ground. It was the
right.
most incredible cluster, you know what, in the history of the American military.
The Attorney General in Minnesota for the last, he said it several years in a row, but in 2015 he started saying it. We have a terrorism recruitment problem in Minnesota. And, of course, he's talking about this particular area, and that's where you have the FBI data, the federal data shows that you have more recruitment for ISIS. You have people sympathizing with ISIS in this particular area. So then you get someone like Ilhan Omar, that she's basically born of that culture.
Right. It's very, very frightening. And, by the way, Detroit is probably not too much better. I mean, it's a Somali culture in Minneapolis. It is a, I think it's mostly Iraqi, I think. Iraqi and Iranian and Lebanese I don't mind. Lebanon was a wonderful Christian country until the Muslims took over. And then, you know, that's why Gabrielle, what's that gal who comes to our show all the time, Brigitte Gabrielle, she is Lebanese Christian. And she will tell you that Lebanon was a wonderful country and a country full of arts and ballet and music and plays and wonderful restaurants and culture. And then the Muslims came in and destroyed the country, murdered the Christians, chased their family out, almost killed them all on the way out the door. Lebanese who come to America are usually Lebanese Christian. And the ones left in Lebanon now are usually Muslims. And you just got to be careful who you let in your country. You know, people say, Wayne, are you anti-Arab or anti-Middle East? No, I love Christians in the Middle East. I'm not a fan of someone who comes here who has radical Sharia views. By the way, Eddie, the gal from Minneapolis, Ilhan Omar, Laura Loomer's done extensive reporting and research and investigation. She says she was married to her brother.
I have heard that. I have not gotten to the bottom of it, though. I have a coworker who is actually really considering pursuing that because he's actually basically convinced that that's true. I myself have not looked into it, but I've heard the rumor.
Yeah, and by the way, it's not, you know, I'm even very fair. From what I've read, it sounds true, but it's not like she married him and they were having sex together. She married him because he was
an illegal
immigrant, and she was trying to get him into the country, and she was already married to a real husband and has real kids with a real husband. So it was just a fraudulent wedding. That's all it was. I mean, people do that every day, and they go to jail if they get caught. So it's not that I'm accusing her of any incestuous relationship. I'm accusing her of committing a crime to get her brother illegally into the country. That's what it is. That's what it appears it was from what I've read. But either way, it's not who you elect to the United States Congress. How did we do this? And the answer is we let in too many illegals. So her Somali district elected her. Rashid Tlaib must be a all Middle Eastern district in Dearborn that elected her, I'm willing to bet you. And Ocasio-Cortez is just an all Latino district in Queens and Bronx that decided we'd rather have a Latino woman than a white Democratic man. Really, it's just so much racism involved in who they're voting for. It's amazing. Because I'm a white male. If I vote for a Republican, oh, he must be a racist. But if you're black, you vote for a black, and you're a woman, you vote for a woman. You're Middle Eastern, you vote for a Middle Eastern. You're Somali, you vote for a Somali. That's all okay.
Yeah, but you're exactly right. You're not supposed to talk about it, and I think that's what I kept seeing. Everyone was talking about, you know, just back to Ilhan Omar was this. It was almost as if this novelty, like this shock that, oh my gosh, do we actually have someone that's an anti-Semite, that's a blatant anti-Semite, someone that's opposing Israel in the strongest terms possible? And I don't know if it was being danced around. I actually suspect that people just, it was a complete blind spot. And I was just thinking, well, no crap. Like, obviously, do you not see that when you import this type of culture and you have these type of silos where they just congregate, they live among themselves, they don't assimilate properly. There's a quote I wrote when I wrote a piece about this. I was quoting the Minneapolis Star Tribune, where there was a guy, and he was being innocent in the comment, but he was a Somali there, and he said, yeah, the people around here, meaning the people, white people generally, who's like the people, they've come to understand that we're normal people. We just have a different culture. Well, it doesn't really work like that, and we're seeing the effects of it now.
All right. Let's stay on the phone, Eddie, because I haven't gotten to 90% of what I wanted to talk to you about, including Michael Jackson and Michael Cohen and reparations for black Americans. We've got so much to talk about. And I still didn't get your explanation for why Representative Omar has her views about Jews other than she's from basically a ghetto. You know, and by the way, it's not a racist comment because I'm Jewish. They were Jewish ghettos. She's from a Somali ghetto, meaning everyone is from the same place, so they think the same way. I guess that's the answer you're giving me, but I think it's a little deeper, and I want to get into it when we get back. Wayne Allyn Root, Warren Al, USA Radio, Newsmax TV. We'll be right back. More with Eddie Scarry, Washington Examiner columnist. Follow him on Twitter at escarry.com. And, of course, my website, RootsForAmerica.com. Follow me on Twitter at RealWayneRoot. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What's on your bucket list? Running a marathon, hiking to the top of a mountain, or maybe surfing? What if I told you can accomplish all of it at any age? This is Wayne Allyn Root, and I'd like to introduce you to somebody that's changed my life, made me feel years younger, maybe saved my life, my Cenogenics physician, Dr. Bob Letta.
Thanks for the introduction, Wayne. At Cenogenics, we help people look and feel many years younger. We've been in business since 1997. We have locations across the United States, and we've treated over 35,000 patients worldwide. Our age management medicine is proven to work. On the Cenogenics program, you will have your own doctor, exercise counselor, and nutritionist all working together to fine-tune plans especially for you.
Thank you, Dr. Letta. I'm 57, and I feel like I'm 30 again. I feel the best of my life. I have the most energy in my life. My libido through the roof. Are you ready to start feeling the best of your life? Defy your age with Cenogenics. Call now for your free consultation at 888-YOUNGER. That's toll-free 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Cenogenics.com.
War now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allyn Root, I'll get back to my guest, Eddie Scarry, in just a minute. I want to mention Synagenix, the sponsor of this segment of the show. You know that they've taken good care of me. You know they've made Wayne Root great again. They could do the same for you and make you great again. They're making Americans great again, one American at a time. What's the point of Trump making America great if you're not great? If your body's not working right, if you don't look good? By the way, you're trying to compete with much younger people. The average person listening to my radio show is not 20 years old, although there are definitely some of you. He's not 30 years old. There are definitely many of you. But most people listening to my show are 40, 50, 60 and above. So you are competing in the business world with people that are much younger and better looking and higher energy and thinner, and you need to get back your groove, man. And this is how you do it. Synagenix, they offer no obligation free consultation. Call 888-YOUNGER. They took good care of Wayne Root. If you watch my TV show, I'm a different person. 888-YOUNGER. 888-YOUNGER. Or go to Synagenix.com for your free no obligation consultation. Synagenix.com. C-E-N-E-Genix. G-E-N-I-C-S. They are my fountain of youth. 888-YOUNGER. Thank you, Synagenix, for what you've done for me. Great stuff. All right, Eddie Scarry, Washington Examiner columnist. Follow him on Twitter, at E Scarry, S-C-A-R-R-Y. Hey, Eddie, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Yeah, so I guess you are one of the topics you want to talk about. I don't know if there's a column you wrote, but it says there'd be no better reparations for blacks than to end policies promoting reckless behavior. Tell us what you mean by that.
Well, as you and I'm sure a lot of your listeners have heard, there's this new movement again. I don't know if it's serious or not, but they're talking about it.
Well, they're serious. I'm not, but they are.
Liz Warren now is saying that she's in favor of reparations, and then I'm just happen to be reading the New York Times today. David Brooks, who is their, you know, their definition of a conservative, he says, I used to be an opponent of the idea of reparations, but now I honestly believe we should go for it. And obviously, no one can really, this can't possibly happen because there's no way to decide how much money it is, how it gets distributed, who actually qualifies for it. Do black people that immigrated from Africa within the last 10 years, are they entitled to it? How do you determine who actually gets it? So there's actually no way to actually go about doing that. But there is actually a real way you can fix a lot of what's going on with not only black communities across the country, but white ones as well, and any other ethnicity. And it's to get rid of the policies that basically made it, took away the responsibility from individuals for a lot of their own decisions. And a lot of it was, had to do with sexual responsibility. The David Brooks in his column, I don't know who he's talking about, but he says there was a black woman who told me that in the 1950s it was so much better than it is now. Well, since the 1950s, and it started in the 1960s, was when birth control became prevalent, when child support was passed by, I think, who was it, Nixon? Welfare, child support, the pill, all of these things made it to where you don't need a family anymore. You don't need a family. Don't worry about a family. The government's going to take care of you in some way. And we've seen the effect that that's had, particularly on black people, not just black people, but particularly where black people are concentrated. That's the real reparations. As you get rid of these programs, you'll see things go back to the way that they used to be, and it was the right way.
Yeah. Well, look, all I could tell you is that my relatives got here. You know, I'm Jewish. My relatives got here from Russia and Germany in the early 1900s, way past slavery. We owe nothing to black people, and there are many black people whose parents and grandparents and great-grandparents and great-great-grandparents were not slaves or were not America at the time at all. So how could you ask me to redistribute my income to them when I had nothing to do with slavery and they had nothing to do with slavery? Most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Ridiculous.
We make jokes about this. I have a friend, you know, I'm in Washington, D.C. I have a black friend who comes, among all my groups of friends, he comes from the wealthiest family possible, and he may very well have slavery in his history. And right. Yet we make jokes like, would he get reparations? Would his family get reparations? Would Oprah get reparations? Would LeBron James also get reparations? There's no way to actually distribute that.
No, there's no way to distribute it, but they'll try and do it. Trust me. If you could claim you're African-American by more than X percent, they'll set some standard, and they'll say that I owe more taxes in order to help them. I mean, it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my life. It'll be over my dead body. What did Charlton Heston say? Yeah, over my cold, dead hands. Not going to happen. We're not going to allow it to happen. And if it does happen, no problem. I'll leave America. Just like liberals always say, oh, if Trump's elected, we'll leave. They never do. Trust me when I tell you, the day there's reparations, millions and millions of Americans will get the hell out of this country, because that would be a joke. On that day, we really are a banana republic and a joke. All right, so Michael Cohen says he can't wait for prison. And meanwhile, or you're saying he can't wait for prison, obviously, because he's rejecting pardons that he was never offered. Tell us what you mean.
Well, this is just, I've written about this every single time we see Michael Cohen come in public. Anytime he makes a public appearance, he does something to embarrass himself to the point where I honestly believe that he gets some kind of arousal out of public humiliation. Because, you know, when he was sentenced for, he pled guilty to all these crimes, right? He pled guilty to tax evasion, bank fraud. I'm sure there was no way around that. But then they throw in this joke, campaign finance violation. For whatever reason, he pleads guilty to that. I mean, I guess they squeezed him. It looks like a laughing stock because of it. He then goes and gives an interview on ABC News where, you know, nationally televised interviews where he's almost in tears saying how now he's taking responsibility for his crimes. Well, obviously, you're taking responsibility. You're going to prison. You pled guilty. You're going to prison.
Hey, Eddie, we got to run, buddy. The music's on. We got to leave. We got to run. Eddie Scarry, Washington Examiner columnist. Thank you, Eddie.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.